think we could take about 15 minutes now for some reflection. And any announcements that we want to make?
I have a very practical announcement. Just like Pranayan has lived for many years pondering about language, so I have for many years thought about knowledge, and especially how explicit knowledge that science specializes in relates to the inner chakra. You know. And so I have been trapped to talk in 2 weeks about knowledge, laying the top of the inner chakra. So I put a bit of it, or most of it, in a paper. So I try to put it on the web tomorrow or so that those people who want to read it beforehand can read it beforehand. Mm-hmm. So that when we are here together, we can try to concentrate immediately more on the experiential side. Mm-hmm.
I managed to transcribe the first half of last week and put it on the website. So if anyone wants to read that, it's there, with very, very minor editing. The second half of last week, which was the discussion, is also very interesting, and I just have not had time to deal with it. But I think, little by little, we should try to do that so that people have an opportunity to reflect on what was heard. I found the transcribing process very interesting because the flow is so different between real time and script. Even though the sentences are the same, there's a punctuation of speech that you cannot imitate in script. It's inflection and the principle of meter that is what is the term that Sri Aurobindo used? Quantitative. There's and Sri Aurobindo employs this principle of quantitative meter in an absolutely magical and extraordinary way. And so you can always hear the difference if you read Savitri aloud and read it silently. So that happens when we speak here also, and it's interesting sometimes, I think, to go back and read what we've said, and keep a continuity. The question of the archive, the value of the archive, is like the question that Matthias asks about why we don't just go on into something else, why we stay in this mental level when we know that we want to move beyond it. And it's because it's where we are. We have to start where we are and move beyond, and there has to be discovered pathways and steps and so on. And Sri Aurobindo was the great pathfinder and has laid out a path, but we don't even understand very well that path because it's not something that you can understand mentally, and so you read about it, and that's the archive. And as you read about it, you try to understand something which actually is a pathway that's beyond the mind, and you come to the point that you really can't understand it, and then you have to change something in your approach. And I think one of the things we represent is a will to find that path and change the approach, and yet we're bound to our mental histories and functioning, which we can use as a, I hope, a runway. I think it's different to use it as a runway and to use it as the mall, the finished product, which we can all continue to buy and sell on the marketplace. Using it as a runway means that we're ready to take some risks and leave some things behind, and at the same time we have to get the engine running with the old fuel somehow.
Fossil.
What?
Fossil fuel.
Yeah, fossil fuel. I also put on the website the article that I had mentioned last time by Malini Mera, and we have, Kirti and I have reread it since then, and again have found it quite readable and poignant. So I noticed that there were not any comments yet on either of those things, and that's interesting. So as Vladimir mentioned, that it would be good for us to, maybe it would be good for us to develop a kind of forum online if we have time. And all that would really mean is that when you read those things, if you feel like commenting, your comment is probably going to resonate with someone else, and it may stimulate filling in the spaces between our meetings with some things that we process and go beyond, and so on. So we'll see how that works. Anyway, the website is available for that. So what would you like to say? What have your reflections been so far from last week to this morning that you would like to share?
I share one reflection. Very glad somehow through, it was not planned that we would start with the word and linguistics. I find it very essential. And I'm very grateful that we kind of could enter into that awareness of it, because it is the means, it is our means of transport, means of being together, of, you know, of calling the yajna. And I cherish it, the possibility that here in this circle we can really use the word in its proper way, for its proper purpose. And I think that the word is the creative power. And I think that would be one of the key points if we talk about the Srebrenica University or something, how the word is used, how we are communicating, how it is communicating through us. So I'm glad that this is kind of like there at the outset.
And the idea was to crystallize or to formulate within our consciousness, so to say, different approaches to knowledge. This is one approach, linguistics, which is very essential for our functioning in our understanding, without which we cannot really go far. So if we deepen this knowledge within our own consciousness and understanding how word functions, it will help us a lot in other fields to distinguish between them, first of all, to see the difference, and also to deepen them also, because they are not mixed anymore. You can clearly see the influence of one stream, of one approach, as distinguished from another approach. So the whole design was made in such a way that every time we meet, there would be another approach which we could go deep into and really formulate ourselves, feel it as different from another one, and learn from everyone, and then maybe at the end to speak about integral. Because to speak about integral approach to knowledge too soon is always a danger to become very flat and superficial. New aging in a way, speaking about everything what everybody knows already.
I think that on each of these levels a kind of integrality, you should strive for that in its own field. Because I think when we talk about the word that there's no difference between subject and object, then that is the integrality on the level and in the field of linguistics. So I looking for that every time, how far it can bring us, or what would be the right approach to research that more. So on each field or each level or each academic discipline, whatever you may call it, I think there can be a kind of integrality in its own field.
Yes, it should open to integrality. But the opening to integrality doesn't mean integrality yet.
No, okay.
I'm hoping for higher integrality than this integrality can give. I'm not satisfied with it. I feel the space, the opening. But I know that to become really integral in one's own expression, in one's own mind and feeling and body, one needs to work more. One needs to bring other streams, other perceptions.
In fact, two things, no? One is this horizontal extension, when you see that all these totally different approaches are there. And you meet that one higher level that puts them together, no? Mm-hmm. So if in each of these individual approaches we follow, we try to that moment where it kind of rises above itself. Say psychology is not psychology anymore, but becomes cosmology or theology or whatever it is, where language goes beyond subject, object, whatever. Mm-hmm. So from every approach where you can rise to that higher level, and then at the same time you get the richness of all those different approaches, then I think you'll get indeed to a complete integrality that is both cosmic and transcendent.
I would just add maybe, Anna, there's maybe an inner kind of center as well, kind of maybe some kind of psychic center at the core, like in our diagram last week that was there. It goes up, but it's there at all those other levels.
Then the integrality becomes concrete. It is expressed through all your means, through all the faculties of consciousness. It's not something which is beyond, it is here, beyond becomes here. It becomes available to us here.
I find that what these sessions are doing for me is, first of all, stimulating a great deal of activity. It's mental activity, but at the same time forcing me to synthesize from many approaches and angles all of the understanding that I've got. And I was observing this table, and last week I mentioned that six blind men who went to see the elephant, and each segment of this table could be like an approach, but it, without one piece it would not be complete, and then in the end it makes a whole, and as Matthias said, then it needs to go a level above into not the segments not being there at all, the whole of it being perhaps a field, complete thing. But I have found it extremely interesting for my own processing in many, many things which I may have known for years, but now it's suddenly just coming together in a way that I found.
was wondering why I was so insistent on joining the school program when I actually never finished university. But I was a very good student when I was in university, and I had the chance to visit my sister-in-law, who was the dean of Clark Philosophy Department. And when going into Wellesley, where she was a visiting professor, I could feel this enormous nostalgia for a life I didn't lead, because circumstances were such that I didn't go to the university, to the girls' intellectual college. I should have gone through it, ended up somewhere where I dropped down and joined the New Age. And I feel here, and talking to Aster also during the weekend, I met Aster and I was telling her a little bit about this, and she said, "Oh, I've had that. You don't need that." I said, "You don't have to go back." She said, "Good. you can enjoy yourself. Okay." So I'm aware that, and then something Rod said last week, which is so obvious, but it hadn't clicked for me for all the years, is that you prepare and prepare and prepare, and then the eureka moment comes. It isn't that you can, like we were thinking, just play and play and play, and then the eureka moment will come. So I'm finding that, and I can even see my place in this group, because I'm like this, I'm really an eager, and that part of me that's coming is an eager 20-year-old, 30-year-old that wants to learn all this stuff. And, but with that wisdom of the years and of these experiences, it knows that it's an art form. It's not the truth I'm looking for. That I know from experience and beyond what we're playing with. And yet, it's very, very important to work on the pieces and to make something more consistent and understandable and complex explanations on the individual. So I wonder, should I tell this very personal thing, but why not? That's how I feel in this academy. I'm looking forward to this sort of experience.
To add, and I think in this, I mean, it's almost a privilege to take this morning for something, and I'm actually kind of shocked also. I left university after one and a half years, I was 19 at that time. I came to Oregon in 22, 23, and so it's kind of joining something which I left, but I never really finished it, wanting to also learn more. And I also, not only that, I just know how valuable this is in the context of Oregon, how necessary this is, whatever it will grow out of. I want to just, as I said already, be helpful in this process and also learn a lot from myself. And I regret this morning that I wasn't in kind of, I had a medical appointment. I had to go to Paris to catch my flight and I was at my friend's place, and they are living just in front of the huge French National Library. Four huge towers. Like 4 feet of an elephant, somehow. Big rat is missing. Missing the feet, the legs. Mm-hmm. And I used to go quite often to that apartment, and each time I would sit in front of that library. 3 years before, I would have run into that library and read books, read. And this time I was like, one lifetime is not enough to read them all. And I want it all. I bet I could try to get nothing because I want it all or nothing. I'm just going to lose my time. And then I left to go to it, and I was really upset about all these cultural things and knowledge and mental stuff, and okay, that was not life to me. So I left to come to India to leave, to start living. And why I came here is I don't want to feed my mind in that way I used to. I just hope that because of each of you, I will get some tools that will just help me to see, I would say, divine in everything, which I'm not too able to do right now, and I miss that a lot. And so I hope that the knowledge you might share here will also be added to your personal inner journey or out journey that was had to be done through what you have learned, what you have studied, and because I also realized that I read so many books and watched so many movies that I could spend my whole life sitting and keep living through people's life. But they taught me a lot. It was just stories, but they taught me a lot. They told me, okay, this guy, he has done that, and he was in trouble, so I do not have to do that. He did it for me, or this one did this, and I got the essence of it each time, thrown out. And here is just like this, almost the same, but I do consider that you are all living on a different level that we are living back to Europe, I mean, here in Norway, and that your personal journey will be for me a great tool to listen to, what it did to me, more than what it is. Like, I don't know, maybe some musician will explain to me how life can be heard. Some painter or some photograph can tell me from inside of him how life can be seen. And then I gather myself and I make my own studies from that. So this is to me what I am more expecting on a personal level. And I was asking myself, what can I bring here, my share? Actually, I have no idea. And so I think I'm just like to be safe from how different here than I used to be.
I would like to make some comment that's related in some ways. There's kind of two aspects to it. One is that I think it's good if we can be open in our presentations and our discussion to thinking about the future of this university and about methods of teaching or approaches that we want to take. At the same time, this kind of relates more, that I think what's really important in the process of education is the state of consciousness of the instructor, the facilitator of the group. And that's what comes through probably most powerfully and will have the greatest impact on students. more than the information that happens to be presented. Something that that person carries. And that's something that one can feel here, generally, with all the people. Whenever someone's speaking, one senses something deeper behind. And that's what makes all the difference, I think, between this future university and other universities. And that comes through with you as well. I mean, when you talk, something deeper is there as well that touches all of us. So whatever information you may be presenting, you're still presenting something of yourself and of your deeper self that touches all of us.
For me, it's also my interest was how the different knowledge approaches can meet each other, because in the outer world one sees all these compartments, and I had also just a few days ago somebody had given a course here in Oregon from outside without a lot of life experience, and we had also talk and about this 3DT, that how it can be normally in the university when you have specialization in one subject and you try to go a little bit to the side, and immediately you are even looked upon that you are not qualified or you are not, so this is actually disallowed, and it has also it has a financial aspect that can be to this, that actually the more you are specialized it gives you like kind of safety, and actually what we are doing here, I think it's also breaking this or wants to go through this rule of economics, which is ruling knowledge. And it was quite interesting in this talk, because he said he's making projects and they take about 1 year, and so we were discussing how it could be, and then he said, well, 1 year is enough, then we have to go to the traditional day because it's not possible. So I think we are just trying something which is in the normal world, as I said, it's not possible, but to trying to continue, and for me this is very interesting. And also at all this Tower to Babylon, which is on all levels, you can say on the personal level, but also on the knowledge level, and how it can be dissolved by having this integrality in oneself, by understanding the others and developing one's own beta culture or the different organs. So for me it's just interesting to participate in it. And unfortunately, I will not be there next time. I will be there, but then I have to go to Europe. But somehow, on the line, through online, I like to participate also. And I was making suggestions. I don't know whether it's possible to do Skype or something that people who are outside can also participate. But,
when we get to the point that we're able to put online recorded sessions, and when we have enough material there that we can actually organize it around some themes, I think we'll find that there are people outside of Oroville who will be interested in that, for one reason or another, either like you or because they're a student of linguistics and so they resonate with something that's going on here. I think this will grow into a kind of network possibility that will be interesting. But then there's the technology side which has to be further developed. Have a reflection on last week, this week, next week.
In some way I felt I don't need to add anything to that, but I can just say what I said to you in the break. For me it was always a question in love, and shall I come to this? Am I invited to this? And then when I came, it was exactly that. I mean, the night when I decided, it felt, well, I hope it is that. And for for that I want to come. And then I came last week. But yes, it's that. I'm so happy. That's why I want to come. And so I felt I didn't want to think much about what I can contribute. Well, maybe I can. What I can contribute is an aspiration to focus my consciousness. And definitely for me also, what I heard already in the circle, for me it is also learning, growing, and understanding the different ways of knowledge. And I was reminded today again in this atmosphere, it happened to me last time, a few days afterwards, just now, I'm reminded of Mother's drama, the ascent to truth, very strongly. Very strong.
The team is ready to start.
Yes, it felt like that last week. It's like it felt, and one time it was staged in our room. Actually, we are embarked on that.
We left already some behind.
Yes.
Joking.
Yes, but. So I was very impressed for myself last week about what I felt is, I don't know if it's the right word, even cohesiveness in our approach and in our consciousness and in our presence. Last week I saw such a big group and we are able to share in this way. That's a great thing.
I'd like to make one more comment, if I might. It was just another thought that occurred in kind of building on what I had said before and thought before. It seems like this kind of format of this discussion among us is so rich in some way. And normally we think of kind of education with one teacher sitting with a bunch of students. And as another approach, wouldn't it be nice to have a group of teachers with some students that we could have a discussion like this and the students could participate and also learn from, you know, the interaction that goes on among the different teachers.
Yes, I feel very much the same point of view as Fred Sompas said, that I very much enjoy the equality in the group actually. I've seen that we all have our experience in our life, but we are all open to something more which cannot be fully expressed but is expressed in itself. That feeling of that mother's presence is kind of behind all of us and all of us at this stage wants to try and listen to each other more. Something.
I just like to connect in what you meant that I also thought it would be great to have a session, a kind of dialogue on maybe we just take one theme or we choose something, and it is incredible how it takes off. I've been in such sessions and there is a dynamic which goes really beyond mine. And I'd love to, this I can contribute, I've been doing that, I mean, not in a group like this, really, just a bunch of our minutes, sort of on all things I've been giving guests, but even intelligently, the more clear, the participants are important, but despite, even sometimes when we have some people who bring in more worldly consciousness, even then it has a chance. But in such a group, it would be an experiment I'd love to do, actually. So if somebody feels attracted to this idea, then we would choose a theme and just start as an experiment. For one, just one session. Can also be a little later.
There was still an idea to bring knowledge from the fields of life back to its source, to deconstruct them, so to say, to strip them off from their false veils, and to bring that essential knowledge back to its source, to see it in the right perspective, and to have accepted it on own understanding. And that's where the our university attempts. And it's wonderful that we have such a good team, and it tunes so well. It took time, of course, to tune it. A few years it took time to build it up. And still there is some work to do. Some knowledge is to be learned, seen, understood, formulated, reformulated on this ground. If that can be done, then it will be a valued method. Otherwise we will be just a group of progressing fowls. Fowls, which is already more than enough. And still we have this utilitarian purpose of university to help all others who are in the fields of their knowledge to bring this light back and the feedback from this discovery, rediscovery, and what we call deconstruction of knowledge. And then integration of the whole society would be possible. Otherwise we would be separated and separated. Group of people doing very nice, very important fun. And most probably that is also enough.